Today's May 23rd, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $27,177.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, same old, same old.
We did intend to record yesterday, but
yep.
In honor of Bitcoin Pizza Day, Rick went and bought pizzas.
Yep, and I forgot about recording.
Did you actually pay with Bitcoin for your pizzas?
Oh, heck no. No. What kind of regret do you think that guy has every pizza day?
I mean, considering so... And I don't know how true this is. We would have to do a little bit more research. But from what I had seen, so for those of you that don't know, back on May 22nd, 2010, and I'm going to butcher his name, Laszlo Hanyex wanted to buy two pizzas using Bitcoin. And he paid $10,000 for two pies. So basically 5,000 BTC per pizza.
But that's like the first recorded transaction in Bitcoin history, though.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why it's like notorious, right? That's why people celebrate it. There was all kinds of posts on Twitter yesterday. There were people posting, you know, that teachers were buying pizzas for their classrooms, you know, in honor of Bitcoin Pizza Day, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of a unofficial Bitcoin holiday now, but can you imagine that? 10,000 Bitcoin for two pizzas?
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you had 10,000 Bitcoin right now, you could retire.
Yeah, yeah. And then reportedly, he bought another two pizzas with another 10,000 Bitcoins not too much longer after that. So 20,000 Bitcoin for four pies. Can you?
Wow.
Jeez. I hope he just had so many flipping Bitcoin that he was just like, yeah, whatever. I hope he still has Bitcoin. I don't know if the guy still has Bitcoin or if he's still in the game, if he's rich now.
Or if he lost his wallet.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I wonder if those pizza drivers kept the wallet.
Well, so the way that they did it was he put it up online and said, if I, you know, I'm willing to pay somebody 10,000 Bitcoin if they will order and pay for the pizzas for me. So it was a personal transaction, peer-to-peer kind of thing.
Oh, gotcha.
He didn't have any cash on hand. And of course, the pizza place wasn't going to, it was Papa John's. They weren't going to, you know, it was,
I mean, if you're in New York, at least get like something real, you know, no offense, Papa John's, but
yeah,
cheap.
So
it makes that story just so much sadder.
It is like, I mean, I don't know, 10,000, what is that? Like, I don't even want to do the math. You do the math real quick. What is that?
10,000 times 20,000.
27,000 right now.
Is it 27,000? I was just rounding down. That's a lot of zeros. That's in the millions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 10,000 Bitcoin. Jesus. Anyways, happy pizza day for those of you that celebrated yesterday. That's a heartbreaking story. I mean, and it gets worse as time goes on, but I can't say too much. I did buy a cell phone with a Bitcoin. So, and that, it was like, I think it was a 10th of a Bitcoin that I had to pay for the cell phone. Maybe it was a whole Bitcoin at the time. I can't remember, but yeah, that hurts now. Like in retrospect. So,
man, what is that worth now?
That cell phone probably jack and
squat. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that cell phone.
I mean, man. It's a Bitcoin cell phone, so like you can run a node on it, and it can house your crypto, and like it's got a private key and everything built into it. So, I mean, maybe it's worth something. Maybe it's a collector's item kind of thing. I'm not sure how to look at that. I think I sell the box and everything for it, so maybe I could package it up and sell it real nice, like get somebody's private keys and have them put their Bitcoin on there.
Oh, quick! I did a quick check on the math. I just added all the zeros. 27 times 10,000 is $270 million.
Jeez. At the time, it was $41. That's just insane. That let's have a moment of silence for our boy that got his pizzas. Yeah. Other news that came out, Jerome Powell was talking about possibly pausing rate hikes. What do you think on that?
I'll see it, or I'll believe it when I see it, but you know, he's been notorious for talking a bit really big game lately. And I don't know. I just wonder what spooked him so much. It's probably all the banking stuff that's going to come crashing down. And he doesn't want that laid at his feet either.
Well, and I mean, you would have figured after basically how many banks did we have fall so far? Was it 4, 5?
Something like that. And several big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some like, you know, in the second biggest ever and the third biggest ever. Yeah.
I mean, and maybe so originally when we went into the beginning of this year, if you go back and listen to the previous episodes, at the time, there was only supposed to be 2 more rate hikes for the full, for the rest of the year for 2023. We've already gotten the 2 rate hikes that we were supposed to get, basically. Or have we had 3 now? I think just 2.
I can't remember.
I think just 2. So, if that's the case, then that's right on par with what they predicted. They just came a lot sooner than what they had planned. Because I think that they, from what I originally remember us talking about, they were going to do one. And then it was going to wait like 3 or 4 months, maybe 5, and then do another one, just depending on see how the market does. The scary thing is, I mean, the rate hikes are always the lagging indicator, right? Like, I mean, they raised the rates, but they're not sure what exactly has already happened, what's in place before, you know, what dominoes are already currently falling at that point.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, plus, the other thing, too, and we've talked about this on the podcast, we have elections coming up. I don't know if they want to have, because what do they say? By next spring, people are already pretty much have decided on who they're going to vote for. I mean, even though we don't know exactly who all the candidates are yet or whatever the case may be, but that's typically when people have already decided before the fall election is in the springtime. So if they're going to crash the economy, I mean, or if they can strap a bandaid on it, I mean, cause what we still have the debt ceiling that's coming up here pretty soon as well.
Right. Still haven't figured that one out.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we've talked about that. I don't think they're going to default. I think they're going to kick the can down the road.
I agree.
We'll have to see what old Mr. Powell does in June. We'll have to see if he pauses, takes a breath, seeing what happens to the market, just kind of let things twitter down, or if he's going to be like, oh, you know what, let's raise rates again. Because I don't think he's going to do a cut. But it's almost like the market, it's almost like the market is waiting for the debt ceiling thing right now. Like everything's kind of on pause because everything's just kind of moving sideways.
You know, I kind of agree. Like, nobody knows what to make of anything right now. They're just kind of waiting for a shoe to drop before they choose a direction.
Absolutely. I mean, when we look at the markets as a whole, like, gold is at $1,973. Oil is at $73.82. Like, these have not moved a whole lot. The Dow Jones Industrial is at $33,055.52. It's down like a 0.5%. You know, the DXY, the dollar is, it's about zero, about null. There's no movement there. Everything just kind of seems like it's in a holding pattern. Bitcoin, like when you look at the chart for Bitcoin, it's fairly boring.
For Bitcoin,
yeah. I mean, there's still volatility in the market. It's still swinging, but we're seeing a range of, let's see, from May 1st, we were at 29,000. Now we are at 27,000. I mean, we hit a low of, looks like we got about as low as 25,825. But I mean, that's not a huge range for Bitcoin. That's kind of ho-hum for Bitcoin, personally speaking, from what we've seen in the past. So we'll see. Like I said, it just seems like everything's just kind of in a holding pattern until Congress and them can decide what they're going to do with the debt ceiling. So we had the Bitcoin conference was going on in Miami this last week. I don't know if you heard a whole lot about that or not.
I watched some of the YouTube speeches that were done.
Okay. Jack Mallers, the founder and CEO of Strike, announced that he's going to be launching the Strike app in over 65 countries. So he's saying he's basically going to be onboarding 3 billion people with this. Now, the cool thing about Strike is that it's a simple wallet for Bitcoin, and it utilizes the Lightning Network. So fees are pretty much null. Like, there's nothing there for it. So if he's really going to dive in there and he's actually going to make a fairly easy app for everybody to use, good for him.
Well, that'd be great for Bitcoin in general.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If mass adoption can happen, especially if, different currencies start tumbling, economic uncertainty, and that could be the ultimate catalyst. You know, you make it easy and then people have an incentive to jump on.
Yeah. Yeah. He was quoted as saying emerging market economies have long been plagued by financial uncertainty, inflation, and predatory services threatening people's ability to save, invest, and achieve financial stability. Bitcoin fixes this. Strike is a global money app that gives everyone easy access to better payments and Bitcoin. It's an experience billions of people need. That's our mission, better money. It's what we do. So, I mean, he's moving his headquarters to El Salvador, too. They were based out of Chicago, I believe. But he's pulling up stakes. He's leaving.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which I can't say I blame him. I mean, the United States has not been the most friendly to crypto exchanges or everything else. I think we talked about that, too, last episode.
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining about the lack of regulation or just the lack of direction. They're just keeping it close to the vest on what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, more power to him. I like the way he works so far. I mean, he's a kid. I don't know how old he is, but he looks young to me, or at least he dresses like one that's super young. But I'm glad to see that kind of work going on in the behind the scenes to actually increase adoption, no matter where they go. And then the last one that we were going to bring up today, kind of on a shorter episode today, we're kind of back to normal, right?
Yeah.
You brought this up. Go ahead and start this off here.
I was just saying that I've been seeing a lot of rumblings about commercial real estate and how that could be the next vulnerable sector that brings down the economy. Yeah. I've seen it mentioned by several different YouTubers. I think I was also seeing Jamie Dimon bringing that up from Chase, right?
Mm-hmm.
The CEO of Chase. And there's all sorts of factors with that. I mean, I went to the mall last week, or maybe it was the week before, to go pick up a video game for my son. And just walking in the mall that you and I used to work at, like, there was a lot of empty stores in there.
Oh, they're depressing, man. Like, malls in general are depressing.
Yeah, they are. But it's super depressing. Just the lack of activity that's going on in there. It just, man.
Yeah, and I think that's what I mean. Like, but when I say depressing like that, it's like we used to, like, when we worked in the malls, like, they were packed. They were busy. Yep. Stores were, busy. And now you walk through a mall and it's like there's more and more stores that are closed up. There's not a whole lot of people there. You still get some mall rat kids that are there, but I don't know. I doubt they're buying anything. But yeah, I mean, basically commercial real estate in the United States right now, it's a $20 trillion market.
Wow.
$20 trillion. I mean, you've got people that are like, if they bought their home 5 years ago, they probably have a very good interest rate. They're not going to refi. They're not going to sell. At least for the most part, they're not going to sell, at least for what reason? Because they'd have to get a higher interest rate on their mortgage for whatever home they buy. aside from Californians, right? Because they can sell their property for mint and go buy cash wherever, pretty much, if it's not the coast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I completely agree. I do think commercial real estate is going to be, like, I think that'll be, like, when it comes to the real estate markets and we start to see the downturn, because we've talked about that before, too. If we start to see the downturn, I really do think we're going to see it in the commercial sector first.
Yeah. And it's going to spread everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Well, and the other issue with that is those, speaking of Jerome Powell and the rate hikes, you know, those commercial terms are really short. So, you know, 5-year, 10-year loans, and then they just structure it where they pay off a certain percentage and then they have a balloon payment at the end. Like you'd have to, like you'd pay off, you know, whatever percentage, and then you would pay off like 90% at the end. And most people just refinance that. But now with, you know, if your rates went from like somewhere around 2%, now it's over 6%, you know, you might be upside down on your cash flow, and the bank will not set up the loan for that last balloon payment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, that's something that Powell's, or not Powell, Diamond says, is that you're already seeing credit tighten up because the easiest way for a bank to retain capital is not to make the next loan.
Yep.
And I mean, realistically, that's what they've been wanting. They've been trying to get, they need that hurt, right? The maximum pain. And I still don't know if we're there.
Yeah, we might be there. It's just we don't know it until we start seeing signs.
Do you think we're like Wile E. Coyote? Like we ran off the cliff already?
Yeah, we're just off the cliff. Got to look down.
We haven't looked down yet. We're still
being... Yeah, you haven't looked down. The physics don't work yet. And how it goes in the economics. Science.
Yeah. Cool, man. Was there anything else you wanted to bring up tonight?
I think that's it.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll do a little bit of a deeper dive on the commercial real estate market in an upcoming episode. We'll do some more research to find out some more stuff of what's going on there. What, you know, if there are any canaries in the coal mines that we're not seeing yet. So,
yeah.
We do thank you all for listening. And if you did buy a Bitcoin pizza, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.